there's got to be 10,000 different delivery apps now.
Yeah. So, Grubhub. Yeah, there's a lot of people in my building. They still use Seamless.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. That's what I said. I'm like, Seamless. That's so 2010.
So when you order something from a restaurant, how do you get it? I mean, do you let them deliver or do you use one of those DoorDashes or whatever?
The only reason why I no longer use DoorDash or Grubhub or any of that kind of stuff is because it's always more expensive and there's always an issue. So the restaurants I order from, I call the restaurants directly.
So when you order something and there's a $3 charge, that's what DoorDash will charge you to bring you food.
Right.
So when the guy knocks on your door with your food, do you have to tip him then?
Well, that's the thing, because I order directly from the restaurants. They do not charge a delivery fee, so I always tip the guy when he comes here. But if a place charges a delivery fee, the delivery guy doesn't get that fee, or maybe he gets like a percentage of it. But mm-hmm. So you have to tip him. You still have to tip the guy.
I don't understand. When I order from Pizza Hut and they deliver to my house, it's an extra $6 delivery charge. So that's tacked on to the bill. Then, you know, my $25 pizza is now $40 for some reason. So when the guy comes, I still have to give him a tip?
Yes, absolutely you do. Yeah, because all those charges are the charges that the company has in place. It has nothing to do with the guy. Like the delivery guys, they don't make those, they don't make that policy. It's not up to them what the delivery charge is. They're just doing their job by delivering, and they survive on your tips.
I know, but they're getting some type of money for delivering my food.
Yeah, they're getting paid something, but it's not a lot. They make the bulk of their money off of tips. It's just like a waitress. You know, yeah. So when I was waiting tables, I would get $70 a shift,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of money because most of my friends got like $10 a shift. But I worked for a very nice place and they paid you hourly. And if you worked a certain amount of hours, I ended up getting like $70 a shift, which still is not a lot of money. $70 a day is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to make up the money on tips. So if I made another $100 on tips, I made $170 for the day.
Take this for example. I went to a restaurant. You order over the counter. So the guy behind the counter is going, what do you want? And you tell him, I want a turkey sandwich. So he makes the turkey sandwich. And then he moves it down to another lady and I say, put some fries in there. So she puts fries in there. And then it gets to the cash register and she puts the bill in and flips the computer around to where I can put a tip in. Do I have to tip them?
A lot of people do not tip if you go pick it up yourself.
Yeah, I'm right there. You didn't do anything but put turkey on bread and then give it to me.
Okay, the answer is it depends. I mean, I've been a hostess, and part of your job as a hostess is to go over to the kitchen, pick up a delivery order, package it, put it in a bag, and hand it to the customer. Occasionally, a customer would hand me a tip, a couple of bucks, $5, sometimes nothing. We don't expect a tip for a pickup. Nobody expects a tip for a pickup. It's nice to do it, and we'll take it, but nobody is expecting that. That's the whole idea of a pickup. It's right. Kind of to, you're doing all the work. You're driving there. You're getting your own food.
Good point. So I'm showing up. You don't have to do anything but hand me something. See, and that's what I thought, because when I was at the barbecue place, I got just a sandwich and fries. It was $11. So when she flipped it over to me to put a tip in, I'm like, well, why am I going to tip? It's already an $11 sandwich. It's four times what it should be.
Yeah, you never have to tip. It's not required to tip if you pick up your own food. It's just nice if you do, and especially around Christmas, people always expect a couple of bucks or whatever. But that is not necessary, and it's not expected. And I've learned this from my friends that work in coffee shops, because it's the same thing. If you go to a coffee shop, you know, there's always a tip jar there, and they're charging you $4.50 for a cappuccino. You know, should you tip on top of that? The answer is yes, you should. Because at a place like that, at a coffee place, the baristas are highly skilled and highly trained. Mm-hmm. And they're not just pouring you a cup of coffee and handing it to you. What they do is special. And they do make money off of your tips. That's the whole thing. They also, just like a restaurant, don't make a lot of money there. They expect to be tipped. So you should definitely tip your baristas. You don't have to tip somebody who's a hostess who's handing you a bag of food when you go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to tipping, you know, it's never, look, a tip is always nice. It's never expected unless you're sitting down in a restaurant or you have a party of five or more. Then you must tip.
Well, I mean, you just know me, how I am.
Cheap.
Getting away from my money. I don't like
yeah,
it
Yeah, you're
at
very
all.
Close with your money.
I don't like
you're
it
very
at
good
all.
Friends.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You know,
about
any place you're going to see, here's the thing. Any place you're going to go to more than once, you really should get in the habit of tipping because they'll treat you better. They'll give you more stuff. Like if you go to a place where they give you fries, you'll get extra fries. You'll get that hidden onion ring in there, you know. So I think if it's a place you go to a lot, even if tips are not expected, you should always tip. I never tip at Starbucks.
Oh, you don't?
No. Starbucks.
So at different coffee places, you will. Starbucks, nah.
I don't tip at McDonald's, but I tip at Ruth's Chris.
Right.
Okay, so I don't tip at Starbucks because that's the McDonald's of coffee, but I do tip at, you know, like Everyman Coffee or Blue Bottle or Joe, you know, one of these coffee houses that is like a specialty house where they actually have well-trained baristas there.
Got it. Because I go through the drive-thru all the time at Starbucks. I don't tip them.
You shouldn't. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you tip at McDonald's and Chick-fil-A?
No.
Okay, then you don't have to tip at Starbucks. It's the same exact thing.
It's the same place, just have different types of food.
Same place. It's coffee instead of French fries.
See, you can tell the difference between really good coffee and really bad coffee. I just think it's coffee. I can't tell a difference.
That's not true. If I gave you a cup of really high-end good coffee, like roasted well, sustainable, like, you know, all the buzzwords, like really good coffee, you can tell the difference between that and, like, you know, can of coffee or Keurig or Starbucks. I mean, it's a very big difference. Again, same thing. If I gave you a hamburger from McDonald's, you can tell the difference between a hamburger from McDonald's and a hamburger from Ruth's Chris.
Right.
It's a big difference.
Got it. Yeah, but I think my taste buds are shot from the Keurig. Because, you know, once you have like three a day, you're just, you know, you don't know what good coffee is.